واللعنة الدائمة الباقية لأعدائهم من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. صلوات الله وسلامه. I'd like to begin by extending congratulations and tabrikat to each one of you on this very important celebration that we have, remembering two events. One is the birth anniversary of the founder of our faith, the last but the best of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And what a good coincidence that it also happens to be the birth anniversary of the founder of the Shia fiqh, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. We take pride in calling ourselves Ja'fari Muslims or Shia Muslims, but then also Ja'fari is an important, you know, mark of identification for us. Keeping the occasion in mind, I would like to start with the theme that I mentioned in the introduction of my speech in Eid al-Zahra, where I talked about the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes pride in calling himself Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And this is a sentence which is there, part of all the surahs other than Surah Tawbah, and we recite it many, many times every day. And if you remember, there we talked about it, that Rahman and Rahim both come from the same root, Rahmah, which is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, there is a difference. Rahmaniyat reflects the universal mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It covers everything and everyone, even those who don't believe in him, those who don't pray to him, those who even never ever, you know, asked him for anything. But his mercy is there like the way, you know, the rain comes to everyone. And then when we look at the issue of Rahimiyat, he is Ar-Rahim in the sense that this reflects the spatial mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is reserved for the mu'mineen and believers in this dunya, but more so in the akhirah, especially on the day of judgment. And so when we look at these two aspects of his mercy, the universal mercy in the form of Rahman, Rahmaniyat, and the special mercy in the form of Rahimiyat, when we look at the Prophet of Islam, we have to realize that the Prophet of Islam is actually the mirror of the Jalal and the Jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are, you know, described as the Jamal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the beauty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the Jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His majesty, all these are in a way reflected in the person of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And so when you look at the issue of Rahman, the universal, you know, mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rahmaniyat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself, He himself in Surah Anbiya, Surah number 21, ayat number 107, He says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. In Arabic language, this is a very important, you know, composition of words here. He doesn't say, I sent you as a mercy. He says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ. I did not send you إِلَّا, except only for in one dimension. And what is that? إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. I did not send you but as a mercy for the universe. And we'll talk about this later on. And so when it comes to Rahmaniyat, this universal mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is there reflected in the words of Allah in Quran and Surah Anbiya. When it comes to this Rahimiyat of Allah, this special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is reserved mostly for the believers, you go to Surah Tawbah. Surah Tawbah is one of the last, you know, part of the letter surahs revealed in Medina. In ayat number 128, which is just one before the last ayat of Surah Tawbah, there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ, that verily a messenger has come to you from among yourselves. عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ. It is now Allah describes our Rasul. And he says, number one, عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ. It is painful for him to see whatever distresses you. So he's so much, you know, he's concerned about you in that way. And then he says, حَرِيسٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. He has full concern about your issues. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And as far as the believers are concerned, he is kind and rahim and merciful towards the mu'mineen. Salawat, Prophet Akbar. So he is a rahmat of Allah for the whole universe. And he is also rahim for the mu'mineen. It's interesting here, Allah in a way qualifies that. Bil mu'mineen ra'ufun rahim. To the believers, he is kind and merciful. Referring to that special, you know, dimension of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Salawat, Prophet Akbar. So let us learn a little bit more about the mercy which is there on the universal level, especially when it comes to the way the Prophet, you know, interacted and dealt with those who opposed him. And mashallah, this is a very educated community. You know the history and everything. My work is only to remind you. So don't, you know, expect something miracle from me. And this is where, you know, if you look at some of the examples which reflects this universal of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the person of our Rasul, it's very interesting. You know, the people of Makkah opposed him. Whenever he would read the ayat of Quran in Surah Anfal, Surah number 8, ayat number 31, Allah talks about it. The response of the mushrikeen of Mecca was that, oh, Muhammad, what are you repeating all these stories of the past nations? We already know about it. This is nothing new. This was one response. Sometimes they would actually challenge him even more. They would actually say that, oh, Allah, if this is the truth from you, and this is an ayat of Quran actually there, well, Allah quotes their words. They say, they actually challenge the Prophet by saying that, oh Allah, if this is really, these words are from you, and they are true revelation, rain down upon us stones from the sky. Send down the azab on us. Bring, you know, upon us painful punishment. We don't care about it. Means they had this audacity of refusing the haq of Rasulullah by saying that if you're really true, we challenge Allah to send down azab on us. Look at the response of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to their dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ لَيُعَذِّبُهُمْ. Allah is not going to punish them or send down azab on them. وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ, while you, Muhammad, are amongst them. Out of the respect for Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even though they are challenging you and me, that if this is really from Allah, then let us see the azab that you are warning us about it, threatening all the time. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am not going to punish them. وَأَنْتَ فِيهِمْ, while you are among them. It is the barakat of Rasulullah even for the mushrikeen and the kuffar. Salawat pranayak parahar. Second example, Amir al-Mu'mineen, in one of the conversations he has with a Jewish fellow, this is in Kitab al-Ihtijaj, he asked him about this meaning of the words, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. What does it mean when your God says about your prophet that we have not sent him down but as a mercy for the universe? And Amir al-Mu'mineen says, actually, if you study your own history of the Anbiya who came before, you will see in many cases when the past prophets tried so hard to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to their nations, when the nations rebelled and refused, most of these Anbiya prayed to Allah to send down azab on their people. Hazrat Nuh, we know. Prophet Saleh, we know. Qawm Aad wa Thamud, we know. All these examples are there. You know, Qawm Lut. These were the Anbiya who actually became tired with the rebellion of their own people. And they asked Allah to send azab. Amir al-Mu'mineen says, look at our prophet. Even though he faced opposition, to the extent that sometimes after the passing away of Abu Talib, as long as Abu Talib was alive, they would not dare touch him physically. But after the passing away of Abu Talib, they used to use their own young people to actually physically, you know, go and harass the prophet, to the extent that sometimes he would come home with garbage on him, with this filth from the animals that they had slaughtered, thrown on him. Even sometimes they would stone him. Blood will come on his face. But even in those moments, according to Amir al-Mu'mineen, the only words which came to the mouth of Rasulullah, the lips of Rasulullah, was, Allahumma ighfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. O Allah, forgive my people because they are ignorant. So this is where Ali says that is the difference, that he is rahmatun lil alameen. He never ever asked Allah to send down azab on those who opposed him. Salawat pranayak parahar. Third example of the universal mercy of Rasulullah. People of Mecca again, they opposed him. They used propaganda against him using different labels. Oh, he's a lunatic. He's Majnoon. Then they said, oh, he's a sha'ir, he's a poet. Then they said, well, he's a sorcerer, don't listen to his words, otherwise he will bewitch you. You know, when those didn't work, they actually imposed socio-economic boycott on Rasul and his family, Banu Hashim. And even when that didn't work, after the passing away of Abu Talib and Khadija, they even conspired and planned to assassinate him, which forced him to migrate to Medina. Even after leaving Mecca, the mushrikeen of Mecca did not leave him alone. They actually waged battles after battles against him until in the sixth year of the Hijrah, he was going for Umrah and they stopped him. And that negotiations ended in peace treaty. 2 years after that, in the eighth year of the Hijrah, the Meccans violated the conditions of the peace treaty. Even after giving them chances, when they still refused to redress their problem at that time of violation, then Rasulullah decided that, well, now that you have violated the peace treaty, you know, I'm going to come to Mecca. And with 10,000 very well equipped and arranged army, Rasulullah marched towards Mecca. And this is where the people of Mecca realized that, you know, while we were just sitting, Muhammad was, you know, planning. And there is no way that we can confront him. And eventually, the Prophet was able to conquer the city of Mecca without any war, battles, or bloodshed. When the Muslim army were entering Mecca, one of the commanders by the name of Sa'd bin Ubadah, a prominent member of Ansar from Medina, was carrying the flag of Rasulullah, actually. He was shouting a slogan where he says to the people of Mecca, Al-Yawm Yawm Al-Malahama, today is the day of revenge. Al-Yawm Tustahallu Al-Hurma, today we are not going to respect any more, status of the people of Mecca. We are going to extract our revenge from you. Somebody came to the Prophet and he says, this flag bearer of yours, this is the slogan he has, Al-Yawm Yawm Al-Malahama. Rasulullah sent his companion, he said, tell him to hand over the flag. He is no more my flag bearer. And it was given to Ali bin Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam. And Rasulullah changed the slogan of this fellow from Al-Yawm Yawm Al-Malahama, today is the day of revenge, to Al-Yawm Yawm Al-Marhama, today is the day of mercy. Salawat Parnay Akbar. So this is as far as, the universal mercy of Allah's Rasul of Allah is concerned. I would like to talk more about on a practical level, besides this issue of how to deal with the people who were enemies, how his mercy was even extended to those who were not necessarily enemies, but they were, others, not the followers of the faith. But before we go there, we have, a quiz for you. Those of you already know the system, you have to log on with your mobile phones. I don't know the number is there or not. Is the AV team ready for this? Coming? Let's go with the first question. Prophet did the farewell Hajj in 10th of the Hijrah. So this was the farewell Hajj. Which was his first Hajj? Hajjatul Wida. How many of them got right? 41. Not a good number. It was a kind of a trick question anyway. Hajjatul Wida, farewell Hajj is the first and the last. Rasulullah only did one Hajj. So 10th AH would be the right answer. Let's go to the second one. 27th of Rajab is the day of Bi'sat. And we know that Quran was, started revelation at that time. But what changed as far as the status of the Prophet is concerned? On the day of Bi'sat, did he become a prophet, a Nabi? Or did he become a Rasul? Or did he became an Ulul Azm prophet? Or he became a Shafi, the supreme intercessor? This one better. What is the percentage of the right answer there? Okay. Rasul, our prophet was prophet from day one. He was a Nabi from day one, just as Isa ibn Maryam. But his Risalat started. He became a Rasul when the revelation of the Quran started. This is where the mission began. Salawat, Pranay Ikbarar. Inshallah, in the Urdu section, we have two more questions. So, you know, keep your phones with you. Not on the ringer, but, you know. Salawat, Pranay Ikbarar. When it comes to the issue of how do we deal with those who are not Muslims? Now, we are not even talking about enemies. We saw the example how Rasulullah interacted with those who were enemies. There is a general principle that we have. If you remember, we were talking about the issue of religious pluralism and social pluralism, where my emphasis was that we absolutely don't have a problem with social pluralism. And one of the ayat which guides us is the ayat from Surah Mumtaniha, which is Surah number 60, ayat number 8, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَا يَنْحَاكُمُ اللَّهُ عَنِ الَّذِينَ لَمْ يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ وَلَمْ يُخْرِجُوكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ أَنْ تَبَرُّوهُمْ وَتُقْسِطُوا إِلَيْهِمْ. Allah does not forbid you, referring to the Muslims in general. Allah does not forbid you from being kind and just to those who do not fight you because of your religion, and those who do not expel you from your homes. So those who are not fighting you because you are Muslims, and those who are not expelling you out of your homes, so you have a good relationship with them, even though they would be non-Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I never told you not to be kind and just towards them. Antabarru from bir. And the issue of tuqsitu, qist, to be just and fair. So the minimum that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking from us, when we interact with non-Muslims, you know, if they are not biased people, bigots who don't like Muslims and work against Muslims, then Allah says, you be kind and just towards them. And this actually is reflected in the teachings of Rasulullah, even in the Quran itself. You know, I'll just give you one example tonight where we see that in Surah Tawbah, Surah number 9, ayat 60, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about charity, especially zakat, He says, إِنَّمَا الصَّدَقَاتِ. He uses the word sadaqat for zakat. This is where people have to realize the terms in Quran are not necessarily the terms that you know in fiqh. And he says, innama sadaqat, you know, who are the people who are eligible to receive zakat? He mentions 8 people there. Lil fuqara wal masakin wal amilin alayha. والمعلفة قلوبهم وفي الرقاب والغارمين وفي سبيل الله وابن السبيل. Number one, the faqir, the poor, the needy. Miskeen is the one who is beggar, number two. Number three, those who work. So if you have an Islamic government and you have a revenue department, those who work to collect tax, their salary will come from that tax. It's not charity for them, it's salary. So number three, the recipient of zakat are those who work on it. Number four, وَمُعَلَّفَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ. It means those whose hearts are to be reclined, reconciled, reclined, you know, brought towards Islam and Muslims. What does this mean? There might be people even in the Muslim community who are weak in their faith. They are just cultural Muslims. Maybe if you help them in charity, their hearts will become more soft. And they will not, you know, they will move from being cultural Muslims to practicing Muslims. Or even those non-Muslims who don't have hatred towards you. And by helping them at the time of their need, you know, you might be able to reconcile their hearts towards Muslims and Islam. Not necessarily convert. If that happens, alhamdulillah. And this is where we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this issue, al-mu'allifati qulubuhum, as one of those who are recipients of zakat, and even sadaqah. And this is where we have to realize that sometimes we don't have that proper understanding of Islamic laws and charities in that way. Let me share with you some of the examples that we have here in order to appreciate what goes on and even to encourage others to join on those cards, on those projects. Salawat Pranam Ekbar. Let me start with talking about the program which is known as Out of the Cold. This was about 20 years ago, when a person by the name of Ariel Cohen from the Jewish synagogue, who was neighbor of our, you know, previous location, he came to me and he said that, you know, he was the founding member of the Mosaic Interfaith Group of this region. And he said this group known as the Out of the Cold, who take care of the homeless people in winter, you know, extreme winter of Toronto, where they look for places to accommodate them at night times, where they will get the hot, you know, meal and a space to spend the night and sleep, and then get a hot breakfast in the morning, and then again they are on the streets. They do this through various churches, synagogues, and other places of worship. And they were doing this mostly in downtown Toronto. They wanted to extend this program to the northern part of GTA. So this fellow came to me and he said, you know, we want to do this collectively. The Muslim community, the Christian community, the Zoroastrians, as well as the Jewish community. We want to be partners in this activity in Thornhill area. And I liked the idea and I said, yes, I'll support you. And I, alhamdulillah, approached the EC at that time. And they agreed to be part of this program. But as soon as, you know, the decision was made and we started having, you know, the weeks allocated to us, 10 to 12 weeks of winter, once a week they would come, and we had this old building in this 9,000 bathers where they would be, you know, hosted, spend the night, and then go next morning. I started to hear feedbacks informally. Nobody came to me, you know, formally to talk about it. But the feeling out there was, why are we feeding the kafirs? How can Maulana ask for our money to be used for kuffar? In those days, then I had to, on one Thursday night, talk about it. And I actually brought this ayat. That when we talk about charity in Islam, it's not only confined to our own people. If there are people out there who are in need, you should help them out. More so if there is inclination to make their hearts soft towards Muslims. You know, alhamdulillah, that program has been going on for 20 years and more now. And, you know, this is where we have to realize that this is not only a PR activity. This is part of our charity and a religious activity. You know, you look at our Jafri Tabligh Board. They arrange a program known as Messenger of Peace, where they provide food for homeless people once every month, one of the weekends. And they actually provide meal for, you know, 600 meals, which they go and distribute in the shelters in Richmond Hill as well as in downtown Toronto. Then we have, you know, who is Hussein campaign here, part of this global movement, where they also, you know, every other month, they go and distribute food to the homeless people in downtown. ISIJ itself has, you know, its own activities through the Jafri Social Services, where they do quite a lot. You know, our organization was also part of this issue of fundraising for the new hospital in this region. People will say, why do we have to do this? You know, there are more people who are needful in India, Pakistan, Africa, and Iraq. Yes, we have to do for them even more. But it doesn't mean we ignore our responsibility locally. Even though they be non-Muslims, but remember, we are followers of the Rasul who is Rahmatun Lil Alameen. He is mercy for the whole universe, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. Salawat padhne ek baar. All these groups, basically, even we have some informal groups within the community. You know, they have food bank system where they help out needy families. These activities basically are extension of what is known as following the seerah of Rasulullah by expressing his rahmaniyat and universal mercy to the society in general. Salawat padhne ek baar. Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wassalam, is one of the Imams from the family of the Prophet. As Rasulullah was the mirror of the beautiful attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one of the most important one was rahmah and mercy. The Imams also, through Rasulullah, become the madhar and mirror of the jamal and the jalal of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just one example from our sixth Imam, just to give, you know, example from both personalities, we have to, you know, fulfill the rights towards both of them. Musadif was a companion of the sixth Imam, and he has this narration which is there in Usul-e-Kafi, actually, in Furu-e-Kafi, where he says, one day I was traveling with the sixth Imam from Makkah to Medina. He says, on that route, we passed by a tree, and it was a hot, you know, season. And we saw that underneath the tree, there was a person who had kind of passed out. An Imam says to Musadif, let us go there and see what is the matter with him. Probably he has been overcome with thirst. He doesn't have water. And so they go close by, and they realize by his, dress style, he belonged to a Christian tribe. An Imam went close by and he says, Atshan Ante. He was an Arab. Are you thirsty? And he says, yes, I ran out of water and, you know, I've been overcome with thirst. So Imam then says to Musadif, Anzil ya Musadif. Oh, Musadif, get down from your horse or camel, whatever he was riding. Fa'asqihi. Quenched his thirst. Use the water that we have. And so he did that until the person was kind of, you know, relaxed. And then Imam and Musadif continued their journey. At that time, Musadif, and may Allah bless these companions who asked such questions. They might seem very ridiculous, but at least those became the moments where we see the light. Musadif asked the Imam, Haza Nasraniyun. أَفَتَتَصَدَّقُ عَلَى نَصْرَانِي. He asked the Imam that he was a Christian. Do we give sadaqah? You know, do we give charity to a Nasrani, a non-Muslim? Because even giving a water is a sadaqah. It is the most important sadaqah which will be rewarded on the day of Qiyamah among the charities, which is to give water to those who need water. And Imam responded, Naam, iza kanu bimithli hadha al-hala. Yes, when you see a person in this situation, whether they are Muslim or Nasrani, doesn't matter. You have to give them charity. Whether it is water or food or whatever you can do in order to relieve their suffering at that time. Salawat padhne ek baar. خداوند عالم نے رسول اسلام کو یونیورسل مرسی کے طور پہ بھیجا ہے. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. بہت سے انگلش ٹرانسلیشن میں اس آیت کے ترجمے میں لوگ کہتے ہیں کہ وی ڈڈ ناٹ سینڈ یو بٹ ایز اے مرسی فار آل نیشنز. ان اے وے وہ رسول کے رحمت اور رحمانیت کو لمٹ کر رہے ہیں ٹو ہیومن بینگز, جبکہ ریئل میننگ اس آیت کا یہ ہے کہ رسول رحمت ہیں ان دی سینس آف دی رحمانیت آف اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی, اور اللہ کی رحمانیت جو ہے یونیورسل ہے, اٹ از ناٹ اونلی فار ہیومن بینگز, فار دی ہول یونیورس. صرف ایک ایگزامپل ہم دینا چاہیں گے, جب یہ آیت نازل ہوئی وما ارسلناک الا رحمۃ للعالمین, تو رسول اسلام نے جبرائیل سے پوچھا هل اصابك من هذه الرحمه شيء, جبرائیل did you get any part of this rahma that Allah is talking about me, جبرائیل کیا آپ کو بھی کوئی فائدہ ہوا ہمارے رحمت سے؟ جبرائیل نے عجیب غریب جواب دیا ہے, نعم انی کنت اخشى عاقبۃ العمر. جبرائیل جیسا عظیم سید الملائکہ ہے, وہ جواب دیتے ہیں کہ کبھی کبھی ہم سوچتے تھے میرے بارے میں کہ میرا کیا ہوگا آخر میں, عاقبت میری کیا ہوگی. لیکن پھر جب وہ آیت ہم لے کے آئے سورہ تکویر کی آیت نمبر 19, جس میں خداوند عالم نے میری تعریف کی ہے کہ ہم جو ہیں لنک ہیں ان دی ریولیشن بٹوین اللہ اینڈ یو, تو آپ سے اس واسطے کی وجہ سے ہمیں اطمینان ہو گیا کہ چونکہ ہم آپ سے جڑے ہیں لہذا خداوند عالم ہمیں بھی امن اور رحمت سے نوازے گا. صلوات پڑھنے ایک بار آؤں. سو محمد صرف انسانوں کے لیے رحمت نہیں ہے بلکہ ملائکہ کے لیے بھی رحمت ہیں, جبرائیل کے لیے بھی رحمت ہیں. اسی سلسلے میں ذرا ایک اور واقعہ چھٹے امام کا ہم آپ کے سامنے پیش کرنا چاہیں گے, لیکن بیفور وی ڈو دیٹ لیٹ اس گو ٹو دی ٹو مور کوشچنس. جسٹ ریمائنڈر فار یور انفارمیشن اباؤٹ رسول اللہ, کوشچن نمبر 3 پلیز. What did the Prophet leave as source of guidance after himself? Only the Quran, حَسْبُنَا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ, or only the Sunnah, like the أخباريون, or كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي, or is it Quran and إِتْرَى؟ ماشاء اللہ, سلامات پڑھ دیں بھائی. قرآن اینڈ اطرت, ایون ان دی 6 فیمس بکس دیٹ آر دیر ان دی سنی بکس آف احادیث, 3 آف دیم ہیو دیز ورڈز دیٹ آئی ایم لیونگ قرآن اینڈ دی اطرا. نن آف دی 6 بکس ہیو دی ورژن ویئر دے سے I am living Quran and Sunnah. It is not there even any of these 6 famous book of ahadith of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah. Let's go to the last question for tonight. I hope everybody gets this right. A famous title shared by the Prophet and the 6th Imam. Trustworthy number 1, truthful number 2, generous number 3, and honest number 4. What is the number 4 be? 71. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Salawat pranik. رسول اسلام کی رحمت جو ہے اللہ کے رحمانیت کا بھی مظہر ہے اور رحیمیت کا بھی مظہر ہے، جہاں مومنین کے ساتھ خاص ان کا تعلق اور احساس رحمت ہے، اور اس بنیاد پر ہماری ولایت کا تقاضا ہے کہ ہم لوگ اپنے ممبرز کے لیے بھی ہمیشہ جب جہاں جہاں اپورچونیٹی نظر آئے کچھ نہ کچھ کرتے رہیں۔ الحمدللہ ہمارے اس ہم لوگوں کے سینٹر میں یہ فخر کی بات ہے ہم لوگوں کے لیے، ویدر اس سوشل سروسز یا دوسرے ایکٹیویٹیز جو ہوتی ہیں جو شیعہ قوم کے بہتری کے لیے بہت کچھ ہوتا ہے۔ ہم لوگوں کی عادت نہیں ہے اس کمیونٹی کی کہ وہ پروپاگانڈا کرے، لیکن بہت کچھ ہوتا ہے جو دوسری جگہوں پہ نہیں ہوتا ہے، اور جب یہ چیریٹی کی بات کرتے ہیں خصوصاً ود ان دی شیعہ کمیونٹی، اٹ از دی شیعہ کمیونٹی ار رسپیکٹیو آف دی ایتھنیسٹی، نہ یہ پوچھتے ہیں کہ تم ممبر ہو یا ممبر نہیں ہو، اور یہ در حقیقت اسی سیرت پر چل رہے ہیں کہ جو رسول اسلام اور امام جعفر صادق علیہ السلام کی سیرت ہے۔ صلوات پڑھنے کے بعد بس ایک اور واقعے پہ ہم ختم کرنا چاہیں گے چھٹے امام کے حوالے سے، کہ امام کے ایک صحابی تھے جن کا نام تھا معلہ بن خنیس۔ ایک بار وہ تاریکی شب میں انہوں نے دیکھا، پروبلی ہی واز پاسنگ بائی، کہ امام اپنے گھر سے نکلے، تنہا تھے اور بارش بھی ہو رہی تھی، تاریکی شب کو دیکھتے ہوئے، امام کی تنہائی کو دیکھتے ہوئے معلہ نے سوچا کہ بھائی آئی شوڈ بی کلوز بائی، جسٹ حفاظت کے لیے یا کوئی ضرورت پڑے انہیں۔ تو وہ کہتے ہیں کہ آئی اسٹارٹڈ فالوئنگ ہم، اور تھوڑی دیر کے بعد ہم نے محسوس کیا کہ ہی واز کیئرنگ سم تھنگ اینڈ سم تھنگ ڈراپ آف فرام اٹ، کوئی بیگ وغیرہ تھی۔ تو معلہ جو ہے قریب جاتے ہیں اور سلام کیا، اور امام پہچان گیا، اندھیرا تھا لیکن کہا کہ انت معلہ، اے معلہ تم ہو جو ہمارے پیچھے پیچھے آ رہے ہو؟ تو اس نے کہا کہ نعم جعلت فداک، میری جان آپ پر قربان ہو، ہم ہی ہیں، معلہ ہیں۔ تو امام نے کہا کہ ذرا اپنے ہاتھ کو یوز کر کے زمین پر دیکھو، کچھ گری ہوئی چیزیں ہیں اس کو ذرا اٹھا کے ہمیں دو۔ تو اس نے جب تلاش کی تو دیکھا کہ یہ روٹی کے ٹکڑے تھے، لوفز آف بریڈ، اور پھر جو ہے ایک بیگ تھی جو گر گئی تھی۔ تو اس نے سب اٹھا کے پھر امام کو دیا، اور امام سے کہا کہ آپ ہمیں الاؤ کریں کہ ہم آپ کے لیے کیری کریں جہاں بھی لے جانا ہے۔ امام نے کہا کہ نہیں، یہ میرا کام ہے، تم میرے ساتھ چلو۔ یہاں تک کہ یہ لوگ جاتے ہیں، بنی ساعدہ ایک محلہ تھا، اس محلے میں ایک شیڈ تھا، کائنڈ آف پبلک ایریا تھا، لیکن شیڈ تھا کہ جہاں بہت سے لوگ ہوم لیس جن کا کوئی ٹھکانہ نہیں ہوتا تھا وہ رات وہاں گزارتے تھے، تاکہ اپنا مکان تو ہے نہیں، گھر نہیں ہے۔ تو کہتا ہے کہ ہم نے دیکھا کہ امام گئے، چھٹے امام، اور وہ سب سوئے ہوئے تھے اس شیڈ کے نیچے، اور امام نے کہیں کہیں ایک، کہیں کہیں دو، روٹی کے ٹکڑے جو ہیں ان کے تکیہ یا لباس کے قریب رکھ دیا، لیکن انہیں جگایا نہیں، یہاں تک کہ ان کی بیگ پوری خالی ہو گئی۔ تو معلہ کا کہنا ہے کہ جب ہم واپس امام کے ساتھ چلنے لگے ان کے گھر کی طرف، تو ہم نے ایک سوال کیا، جعلت فداک یعرف ہؤلاء الحق، کہ مولا یہ لوگ جو ہیں ہوم لیس لوگ جو ہیں، کیا یہ آپ کے امامت کے حق کو جانتے ہیں؟ ان اے وے آر دے آور پیپل؟ تو امام نے کہا لو عرفوا لواسیناہم بالدقہ، نہیں یہ ہمارے ماننے والوں میں سے، شیعوں میں سے نہیں ہے، اور اگر شیعوں میں سے ہوتے تو شاید ہم روٹی کے ساتھ نمک بھی ہم بڑھا دیتے۔ اس سے اندازہ ہوتا ہے کہ امام جو ہے امام معصوم جن کے گھر ان کے خود گھر والے ہیں کسی اور کو یہ کام دے سکتے تھے لیکن نہیں خود ایکٹیولی اس کام میں جا رہے ہیں تاریکی شب میں کن کو دے رہے ہیں ان کو نہیں جو شیعہ ہیں مسلمان ہیں لیکن شیعہ نہیں ہیں ہمارے مذہب کے نہیں ہیں پھر بھی امام جا رہے ہیں یہ در حقیقت اس رحیمیت کا مظہر ہے جو رسول اسلام ہے خدا کی طرف سے اور اس کے بعد پھر امام جو ہے معلّہ سے ایک جملہ عجیب غریب کہتے ہیں اور یہ ہمارے لیے ایک سبق ہے انشاءاللہ دس ول بی دی پارٹنگ میسج فار اس ان اللہ لم یخلق شیئا الا ولہ خازن یخذنہ الا صدقہ کہ خدا بند عالم جو ہے جتنے نیک کام لوگ کرتے ہیں تو مختلف ملائکہ کو اسائنمنٹ دیا گیا ہے یو ول بی دی اکاؤنٹ کیپر آف دس پرٹیکولر گڈ ڈیڈ تم حساب و کتاب رکھو گے اس کا سوائے الا صدقہ لیکن جب صدقے کی بات آتی ہے چیریٹی کی بات آتی ہے فإن الرب تبارک و تعالی یلیہا بنفسہ لیکن جب صدقے کی اکاؤنٹنگ کی بات ہوتی ہے خود اللہ جو کہتا ہے یہ ملائکہ کا کام نہیں ہے اس کا حساب و کتاب ہم خود رکھیں گے فکان ابی پھر چھٹے امام کہتے ہیں معلّہ سے کہ میرے بابا جب بھی صدقہ دیتے تھے کسی سائل و مسکین کو جو بیگرز ہوتے ہیں تو میرے بابا جو ہیں جو بھی رقم ہے یا کوئی چیز ہے روٹی ہے اگر ان کو دیتے تھے تو ان کے ہاتھ میں رکھنے کے بعد مومنٹریلی ہی ول ٹیک اٹ بیک اور پھر جو ہے اس پیسے یا جو آئٹم ہے اس کا بوسہ لیں گے اس کی خوشبو کو سونگے اور دوبارہ اس کے ہاتھ میں رکھ دیں گے کیوں اس لیے کہ کہتے ہیں کہ میرے بابا کہتے تھے کہ جب آپ چیریٹی دیتے ہیں صدقہ دیتے ہیں وہ بیگر کے ہاتھ تک پہنچنے سے پہلے اللہ کے ہاتھ پہ پہنچتا ہے اور اسی لیے امام محمد باقر جو ہے اس کے ہاتھ سے پھر لے کے اس کا بوسہ لیتے ہیں اور اس کی خوشبو کو سونگھتے ہیں اس لیے کہ یہ اللہ کے ہاتھ سے مس ہوئی چیز ہے اور پھر دوبارہ اس فقیر کے ہاتھ میں رکھ دیتے تھے تو اسی سے ہمیں سمجھنا چاہیے کہ یہ جو جذبہ ہے وما ارسلناک الا رحمۃ للعالمین رسول اسلام خداوند عالم کے رحمانیت اور رحیمیت کے مظہر ہیں اس دنیا میں اور اہل بیت کے جو ائمہ ہیں یہ بھی در حقیقت اسی سیرت کو لے کے چل رہے ہیں اور اگر صحیح معنی میں ہم وفادار ہیں محمد و آل محمد کے تو ہمیں اسی رویے کو اپنانا ہوگا کہ سامنے آپ کے مسلم یا غیر مسلم ہو یا شیعہ ہو یا غیر شیعہ مسلم ہو جہاں جہاں اپورچونیٹی رہے وہاں ہمارے دل میں وہ اوپننیس ہونا چاہیے وسعت ہونی چاہیے کہ ہم ان کے ساتھ بھی صدقہ اور خیرات کا کام کر سکیں صلوات پڑھنے ایک بار آپ خداوند عالم کی بارگاہ سے دعا ہے خداوند اس قلیل عبادت قبول فرما ہمارے گناہوں کو بخش دے ہماری توفیقات میں اضافہ فرما خداوند اس رحیمیت رسول اسلام میں ہمیں دنیا اور آخرت میں شامل رکھنا ہمارے امام عصر کے ظہور میں تعجیل فرما ربنا آتنا فی الدنیا حسنۃ وفی الآخرۃ حسنۃ وقنا عذاب النار برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین صلوات